This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado watch has been issued for parts of Washington, D.C., Maryland, North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia until 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A tornado watch means ingredients are in place for the possible development of tornadoes. Russian forces are making incremental progress in Ukraine's eastern Donbass region this week. The United States may send long-range rocket systems to Ukraine. The Biden administration is considering sending these systems as part of a larger military package and security assistance to Ukraine, which could be announced as soon as next week. An unidentified schoolmate of the Uvalde school shooting terrorist describes the kid he knew to ABC 8 in Dallas, Texas.
Salvador Ramos was a boy who was not bullied. He would try to pick on people but fail, and it would aggravate him. I would like to get that out of the way. He was not bullied.
USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
In 1971, Memorial Day became a national holiday by an act of Congress. It's now recognized annually on the last Monday in May. Memorial Day's purpose is to honor military members who have died. The gross domestic product in America is another reflection of our economic inflation.
The latest GDP numbers show the economy shrank slightly since the beginning of the year as inflation remains high. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Democrats' policies are responsible.
Anyone wanting to grill a bacon cheeseburger over Memorial Day weekend will find ground beef up 15% and bacon up 18% compared to only 1 year ago.
Democrats say inflation is high across many nations and is caused by many factors, including supply chain issues, the economic recovery from the pandemic, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Irma Garcia's family hurting from her death in the Texas school shooting that targeted her fourth grade classroom. Her husband of 24 years, Joe Garcia, dropped off flowers at his wife's memorial Thursday morning in Uvalde, returned home, and died. First reports are indicating a heart attack. There was so much hope that violence in New York City would end when former lawman Eric Adams became mayor of the Big Apple. As violence and crime continues to be a major problem, Mayor Eric Adams is being called out for failing the people. Former Rochester Police Chief LaRon Singletary uses the Fox News platform to convey his message.
I think the number one mission of government is to provide for the safety and protection of its people. Eric Adams, I think, has his priorities kind of mixed up here. And I think what people really want is him to solve the issue of crime. People want to be safe. He just met with a bunch of CEOs in New York City. I mean, we're not talking small CEOs. We're talking about big CEOs. Who basically say, enough is enough. We need your help. We need you to provide solutions to this problem. No matter what's going on in the rest of the world, in the rest of the nation, Eric Adams has to focus on New York City. When I was police chief, that was the number one role, that was the number one responsibility that I had, was to provide for the safety and protection of the citizens of Rochester, New York, and those that came to work, play, and visit. And New York City is the metropolis of New York State. We have to make sure that New York City is safe for residents and those that come to work and play and visit, or else businesses will leave, as well as residents will leave New York as well.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is our mission, and we're committed to that on behalf of all Americans. And we thank you for joining in 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. John Fleetwood is with us right now. He's the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Doing great. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm like you, with mixed emotions. I mean, our hearts are heavy for what we see down in Texas. I mean, the heartbreak there. John, I was reading stories yesterday of, the families, how they were remembering their children, 19 children that were murdered. And, tears are rolling down my face. I mean, it is such a heartbreak. I mean, they are grieving. The country is grieving for these families. And of course, like everything that has to do with shootings of this nature, we wait for process. Some can't help themselves. The Democrats immediately do what the Democrats do. So, okay, you set that aside. The mainstream media does what they do. But let's wait on the process. And now the process is coming out. And because the number one question that must be answered, that is always asked in these situations, John, is why? Why? Right? And that nags at everybody. I mean, and now you're hearing stories and you're reporting on it here on American Faith that the family showed up when they heard about the shootings. They go there and the police are just standing outside and the moms are yelling, go in there. What are you doing? What are you waiting for?
Yeah, it's wild. There, videos started coming out of people on the street just recording. And this didn't get reported by the mainstream news at first.
Of course not.
You had to kind of find it on social. You had to find it on social media, and they eventually came around to talking about it. But this was like a day or two after, we knew about it at American Faith. So that's why we were reporting it as early as possible. But yeah, you see these images posted to Instagram and other social media outlets of these parents standing on the street. They're begging to go in. As it turns out, the cops were preventing people from going in. The cops weren't even going in. I saw Breitbart reported that it was part of the reason was because they didn't have the ballistic shields. I guess they're saying they didn't have the kind of equipment to go in. So you can kind of take that with a grain of salt. And I mean, I respect the cops so much in what they do and the bravery. There's probably more to the story than we understand, but it's just so strange that they wouldn't go in when that's their job. I mean, if I was a parent and I knew my kid was in a school in their school and there was a shooter there, I'd be doing everything I could to get in. The strangest thing about these images coming out from the street is that the cops were are actually physically detaining some of these parents who are getting riled up and they wanted to go in. So it's just, it's like we're in this strange world right now, Bill, where the police mm-hmm. are detaining parents who just want to protect their kids while the police are not going in and actually handling the evil that's happening. So it's so strange. It's like good and evil have just been getting flipped lately, Bill.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, when you look and you Google, you know, history of school shootings in America, I mean, this goes back to the 1700s, John. There's been school shootings, you know. And so, I mean, it's amazing. You start going through from 1700, you know, throughout the 1800s, almost every decade of 1800, there were school shootings, 19 to 1930s, similar things. And it's like, wait a minute, are we that stupid that we haven't learned from the history of school shootings, that we think that somehow we could even have schools be soft targets, that they're no longer protected? And we've maintained, and you know, and I challenged our government. I said, look, at you know, if any one of an elite's kids were in any of these public schools, do you think there would be a police officer or some officer on campus with a gun in order to...
Our politicians absolutely understand. They absolutely understand that when you are armed, you are deterring and preventing from getting attacked in the way that this shooter in Texas had attacked these kids. Even not just the right wingers, you know, Ted mm-hmm. Cruz and Rand Paul and everybody on the right, but it's also the left wing and Nancy Pelosi. I mean, they ordered. Look at all the fencing that they put up around these buildings in the U.S. Capitol to protect them, the politicians.
Right.
They've
yes.
got these armed guards, you know, 24 hours. They're being protected by these guys with what the left, these assault weapons, this mythical term that the left has made up to scare everybody. Well,
yeah.
if the left believes this so much that we need gun control and take away guns, why don't you take away the guns of the people protecting you? How about you get rid of your detail? Because guess what?
Exactly.
An American citizen and a father care more about my kids being protected than some politician.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and be an example. You drop your
exactly.
guns. You know, Mayor Lightfoot out in Chicago, you know, you're going to the beauty parlor because you're on TV all the time and you got to make sure you look nice and you've got a guard of people around you because you're so important. You know, the same thing with all these elected officials. It's like, okay, I agree with you. And we said this the other day, John, same thing. You and I have the same thoughts about this, is that, you know, if you so believe in it, then you drop your guns, drop your detail
and
be the example.
I was watching this Inside Edition segment from years ago. I think Inside Edition's from CBS, but anyway, there was a reporter in this New Mexico school, and he was going around because this whole school, all the teachers had guns. They had 45s. They had security there with 45s. The principal, who was a female, she was strapped with a 38. Even the pastor at this school had a 45. And you'll love this, Bill. The reporter went into a classroom of students at this school where all the adult leadership had guns, and he asked the students this: how many of you feel safer knowing your teacher has a gun? All of the students raised their hands, and the reporter was like, all of you, kind of surprised. But even
right.
the students understand that when the adults have weapons, good guys with guns can prevent bad guys with guns from doing bad things with those guns.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting, you know, speaking of the Biden administration, his new ATF nominee, I mean, is about as brilliant as the judge that Joe Biden had nominated. And of course, she went on to be approved, who couldn't define what a woman is. Here's the ATF candidate. He can't even define what an assault rifle is.
None of them can. Whenever you ask them what it is, and everybody thinks that AR-15 stands for assault rifle, the AR stands for assault rifle, and it doesn't. It stands for the name of the company. So this term, it's this unicorn term to try to scare everybody. I was watching Charlie Kirk interview some person on the street asking them. Charlie asked the leftist who's for gun control, what would define an AR-15? It's a military-grade weapon. And then Charlie goes, okay, well, the military has knives, right? So is that a military-grade,
right.
is that an assault weapon? We're going to get rid of knives now? I don't think so.
Right. Right. And in terms of it being a military grade, let me tell you what. The military would not go in with an AR-15. I mean, these are all modified for the military. What is being sold commercially out on the street is not a military grade rifle, in my understanding. I mean, it doesn't meet the same requirements.
That's right.
It may shoot the same round, a similar round, but it doesn't meet the same requirements as the military and what the military demands in order to protect our soldiers and defend our freedoms. We've got to take a break. We've got more from John after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
What can continues with us. He's the managing editor for American Faith. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. For some of you who will be hearing a replay of the show over the weekend on our special Radio America network, we welcome you. Good to have you with us. We air live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And, of course, John, this weekend we celebrate. I say celebrate. It's more of a commemoration. I try to choose my words especially delicately when it comes to Memorial Day. The idea of a happy Memorial Day doesn't resonate with my heart because it is a sacred holiday in this country where we pause and remember those, and I would include the families who were involved here, but those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, who died in the name of freedom, the freedoms that we enjoy in America today. And, you know, so for that, we celebrate. I also remind everybody it's a good time to come together in your family and pause for a moment and read the Declaration of Independence together as a family or a group of friends. I mean, we started doing this, and then I found out later on Charles Krautheimer, the late Charles Krautheimer, would do this, you know, on 4th of July weekend with his friends and barbecue in the backyard, and they would go around and each read a paragraph or two of the Constitution. And it's quite inspirational. And, you know, and it's amazing, especially when you have young kids around and they're hearing the words of our founding fathers. So be blessed this Memorial Holiday. Pause, remember what it is, that it is a sacred day that we should hallow as a nation as we remember those who have paid the ultimate price. What do you think, John?
It's well said, and it's definitely a good idea to go through and read these to understand more about our history. That's something for myself I just didn't understand as a kid because I was never taught these great documents, this great country, this experiment. It was an experiment because every country before the United States had some kind of authoritarian, totalitarian, you know, king or monarch that was ruling over them in this one way, you know, rulership that it's the guy on top who controls everything. And then here come our founding fathers of this great country have this idea that they all agreed upon that we form a constitutional republic. So we have a document that explains these fundamental truths. We have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we're given those rights by God,
yes.
Right? It's by right. Our creator who gives us those rights. And that's something that no other country had because there's something in America, you've got something above government that governs all things, and that's God, and that's why America is so great, in my opinion.
Yeah, and for everybody else, like you said, they look to the king or the despot or the czar to give them these rights. And, of course, you know, we know the nature of man is such is what he giveth, he can taketh away. And the other thing that I find quite interesting to your point here, John, is that in our human condition, somehow we just can't help ourselves. We're given this document that really turns the organizational chart, so to speak. You know, we know business organizational charts that take the shape of a pyramid, and at the top is generally the king or the leader of the country or whatever it is, right? And our founding fathers said, no, we're going to turn that upside down, and we're going to make we the people are going to be at the top of the org chart. But it's interesting that in our human condition is that, you know, like the children of Israel, we want a king. We don't want God. And, you know, we want somebody we can see like the other nations. And God says, wait a minute, I'm your king. And if you have a human king, this is what's going to happen to you. The very thing that's happening to America right now, because we didn't stay vigilant on, you know, to the intent of the founding fathers and declaration of our independence and our U.S. Constitution. And so we allowed the elites to come and turn the org chart back on its head, put we the people at the bottom. And we the people who are paying an incredible amount of money for gasoline, not having, you know, baby formula, having supply chain crisis because it's been turned up on its head and our country is being mismanaged because we the people, we relaxed and we allowed them to do it. And in part, a nature of man is such as that somehow we want a king. And so you got King Joe Biden. Yeah, and you got King Joe Biden now. So how's that working for you?
You ask people who come from Venezuela, ask people who come from China, ask people who are old enough to understand what was happening under the Soviet Union, ask people who know about Germany and what happened with Hitler, ask people who understand what happened with Mussolini and Pol Pot and Mao Zedong. Anytime you have these governments that are the opposite of what America is, a constitutional republic, these other countries are, they have these forms of government where it's all the power is coalesced, condensed, and given into the hands of the few and the elite. And instead of in America, we get to vote and we have a say. That's what makes us a democracy. And in those other countries, you know, Pol Pot, Mussolini, Hitler, all those socialist Marxist countries, whenever you have those dictatorships rise to power, they end up having things like the Holodomor, things like the Holocaust, millions upon millions, literally millions upon millions of their own citizens get murdered at the hands of their own government in those other types of governing systems that are not like ours here in America. And that's, again, it's just another testament to why you don't want globalism. You don't want communism. What you want is a form of nationalism. What you want is a form of a constitutional republic like we have here in America. Because look what happens when the other forms take over.
Yes, exactly. It's devastation plus. And you start seeing, you know, like you say, people from Venezuela talk to a couple of attorneys who just came from Venezuela two and a half years ago, came here to America, and they're shaking in their boots. They're going, Bill, the very same thing that happened in Venezuela, we're seeing happening here in America. And they are going around, you know, and speaking to groups and sounding the alarm and saying, don't, you know, you cannot be casual about this thing. This thing is coming at you like a serious heart attack. And, of course, then we hear the messaging coming out of Davos this past week. Boy, that was pretty bold. You know, you've got the Norwegian finance chief executive officer, Braven, who just said, look at, you know, the current global energy upheaval is a transition. And while predicting mass shortages and economic hardship and claiming the pain is worth it. So, you know, suck it up, Buttercup. Yeah. You know, pain is just around the corner, and it's going to even intensify all the more because the globalists, these 500, 600 oligarchs who are pulling the levers of the world, are pulling us into this fourth industrial revolution that Klaus Schwab has declared. And this is one world government, and look what Joe Biden is doing. The very language that's coming out of Davos is coming out of the mouth of the President of the United States. John, we're being sold out here.
Well, and that's the thing is that I think your listeners are privy to, because you talk about this so much, is that we're just talking about Mao Zedong, Mussolini, Pol Pot, Hitler, Stalin. The World Economic Forum has been possessed by the ghost of Stalin, by the ghost of Mao, by the ghost of Mussolini. It's not like it's out there in the future that we're going to have to fight some Stalin-esque type government. It's already here in the form of the World Economic Forum. And they're trying to do this great reset, at the end of which they say, you'll own nothing and be happy. The U.S. will no longer be a world's leading superpower. You have to eat bugs. You can only eat a pound of meat. You can look this up on weforum.org and it'll say this stuff. Mm-hmm. But this great reset's being pushed through the World Economic Forum. It's here. They're performing an economic coup. They've taken over institutions, financial asset managers like BlackRock, who own every company. And that's how this great reset's being spread and how this globalism is actually being spread. So it's not something in the future, Bill. This is something we're contending with now, which is why I commend you so much for talking about it.
Yeah, well, our politicians have been elite captured, you know, by the World Economic Forum, you know, by the communist Chinese. And you hear them say, even like Justin Trudeau, that they like the governance style coming out of communist China. I mean, this is quite telling. They tell you what they're going to do. And we the people need to wise up and understand that, like you said, it's no longer existential. It is living with us right now. And this is a war for our very culture and our very future of America. Thank you, John Fleetwood.
This is sponsored by IBM. Employers today are facing huge challenges The talent shortage in the U.S. has more than tripled over 10 years, and cybersecurity is a growing threat. Technology is key to solving both problems. IBM made a commitment to skill 30 million people by 2030. Today, IBM is addressing the talent shortage and cybersecurity crisis by providing no-cost STEM job training to U.S. military veterans, neurodivergent learners worldwide, and university students from underrepresented communities in the U.S. Justina Nixon St. Till, Vice President, IBM Corporate Social Responsibility and ESG.
IBM is committed to cultivating STEM talent to address the world's most critical challenges. We're excited to be working with historically black colleges and universities to establish cybersecurity leadership centers. And through partnerships with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the Specialist Stern Foundation, IBM Skills Build is helping to tackle the talent shortage.
For more, visit ibm.org/impact/education.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado watch has been issued for parts of Washington, D.C., Maryland, North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia until 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A tornado watch means ingredients are in place for the possible development of tornadoes. Russian forces are making incremental progress in Ukraine's eastern Donbass region this week. The United States may send long-range rocket systems to Ukraine. The Biden administration is considering sending these systems as part of a larger military package and security assistance to Ukraine, which could be announced as soon as next week. An unidentified schoolmate of the Uvalde school shooting terrorist describes the kid he knew to ABC 8 in Dallas, Texas.
Salvador Ramos was a boy who was not bullied. He would try to pick on people but fail, and it would aggravate him. I would like to get that out of the way. He was not bullied.
USA Radio News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And we're going to be talking about Memorial Day, such a sacred day. You know, when you think about it in our country's history, it is a time that we pause and remember those that have paid the ultimate price for the freedoms that we enjoy. Not only those, because the sacrifice that individuals, that military men and women have paid for our freedoms in the United States, but the families that are involved as well, the families that look upon an empty chair every holiday, a loved one that they're missing. I mean, this is such a sacred day, and I'll tell you, I'm so grateful for our next guest. He and Gary Sinise have poured their very heart and soul into this special holiday event, a National Memorial Day concert that will be taking place on Sunday. It'll be broadcast on PBS starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, broadcast nationwide, 7 Central Time. And Joe Mantegna is with us right now, the Tony-winning actor, and we appreciate his time as always. Joe, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks very much.
Why is this? I mean, this is something you and Gary have been doing for a number of years. Why is this so important for you? And it seems like a highlight of your year every year to be involved with, you know, this incredible event.
Well, you know, this will be my 21st year doing the concert, and it's, I've often said it's the most important thing I do every year, and I realized that the first time I did it back in 2002 when my dear friend Charles Durning, who was a World War II vet himself, asked me to participate. And I wasn't even aware what the concert was at the time. And then when I did it, I guess in a nutshell, what it was is it put into focus, just that 90-minute concert put into beautiful focus exactly why we have Memorial Day and why, to my mind, it's the most important holiday we have in this country, because it's the holiday that allows us to have all the other holidays. And so anybody who checks in and watches the concert, regardless which year they catch it, some people watch it every year, some people will probably be watching it for the first time this year, you'll understand that, you know, there's a reason we set this day aside, and there's a reason why it's of such importance, you know, because, you know, we don't always get it perfect in this country, what we do, you know, things happen, this, that, the other, but at the end of the day, this is an incredible place to live, and it's the torchbearer for the rest of the world in many respects, and there are people who pay a very big price for that.
It does remind us that we all are Americans, doesn't it? And patriotism and a love for this country, it's not necessarily commanded. It's just something that you do because you appreciate what this country represents and what it's done for each of us. And as you said, for those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice, if they don't pay the sacrifice, we don't have America that we have today.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost cliched, the line, you know, freedom isn't free, but it's the honest to God truth. I mean, and unfortunately, there are those who pay a lot more for that freedom than others. And so the least we can do is respect them. And part of that is to set aside this day and make it our purpose to, you know, have your barbecues, watch your Indianapolis 500, do all the things you want to do on Memorial Day, but take a moment to just be able to say, you know what, the reason I'm able to do all these things is because other people throughout our history have done so much.
Yeah, one of the other things I would encourage people to do, and this is something that Charles Krautheimer had done, and I didn't even know that he had done it. I was aware after his death that he would do, and that is annually in these events, and I encourage our audience to do the same thing, is read the Constitution. They would just sit around and have people in the backyard as they're doing a barbecue, and, you know, they would pause for a moment, and, you know, they would each read a portion of the Constitution. It doesn't take that long, but it really reminds you again of what this country is about and why men and women over the years have been so willing to serve the country and pay the ultimate price, right?
Oh, without question. I mean, yeah, you're talking about that. That's a document that you know, will live on as being the kind of the template for what, mm-hmm. you know, countries should aspire to be like, to do. Mm-hmm. You know, and like I said, it's not easy. It's difficult. And we've bitten off a lot to chew here, but we've been doing it for well over 200 years, and we're still the beacon of freedom for the rest of this planet, you know. And we can't forever forget that.
Amen. Yeah, exactly. Now, you're going to honor one of my favorite patriots this year, General Colin Powell, who's been part of this event in years past, and in this case, we're remembering his legacy and patriotism. Tell our audience about this.
Yeah, I mean, God, I feel so fortunate to have gotten to know him over the 21 years I've been doing the concert. He was always there every year doing his participation, and just an incredible human being, incredible patriot, incredible person, incredible family man. I mean, he was the whole package, you know, General Powell. And so I'm certainly looking forward to the piece that we'll be rightly doing to honor his life.
Also, a time to give tribute to the 58,000 American lives lost during the Vietnam War, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that's very personal for me and for Gary Sinise as well, because we both grew up during that Vietnam era. And it was just due to, you know, luck of circumstances of, you know, the lottery system and things like that, you know, we weren't called upon. And I know I personally didn't give it that much thought about it afterwards, because it's like one of those things like, okay, I guess that just wasn't in the cards for me to participate in. And of course, it wasn't until later, especially during this concert over so many years, you start to appreciate like, wow, you know, my name could be on that wall, you know, but it's not. So the least I can do is honor those who, you know, who are. You know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We're talking with Tony Winnie, actor Joe Mantegna, about the special Memorial Day concert that will be taking place on Sunday, May 29th. PBS is carrying it live at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 and Central Time. One of the other poignant stories, and it really gravitates for me because my dad was a World War II medic in the European theater with, General Patton. And this is a combat medic, a Francis Whitebird. Tell our audience about that, Joe.
Yeah, this again, we like to always, honor those from all different conflicts, whether it may be. And this particular one is going to be, what's great about it is it's a family story. It shows you about, and it also deals with Native Americans. And it deals with, the participation, not just one individual, but even the other members of this family that had served that country, not just in World War II, but also in World War I. So it's just these kinds of stories. I mean, the researchers who do the work put this concert together, I'm always amazed by the particular stories that they're able to find, and then it's our job to portray them. So that's just another one of the kind of interesting, specific stories that would tell a story that would represent a whole bunch of people.
And Joe, how are you going to hold it together when you talk about Major General Mark Graham and his wife Carol, who, within 8 months, they suffer the loss of both their sons?
Yeah, no, when I read it, it's without question one of the most powerful pieces that I've ever seen us do in the concert over the 20 years I've been doing it. But when you say, how do I hold it together? Well, I mean, that's my job. And in other words, that's a job that I embrace in the sense that it's an important story. And I'm proud to be able to represent that family and to be able to tell that story. Because it's an important one, because again, it highlights what Memorial Day is about and why we owe so much to these people and why it's important we set aside this day and respect it for the importance that it is.
Well, this is the 33rd annual event that brings the country together, pays tribute to the service and sacrifice of our men and women in uniform, especially for those, because this is what Memorial Day is all about. I mean, this is an honored day for those that have paid the ultimate price. The event co-hosted, of course, by Joseph Montagna and Emmy Award winner Gary Sinise as well. It will take place on PBS nationwide. It's going to be broadcast on PBS. The National Memorial Day Concert, Sunday, May the 29th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Central Time. Joe, final parting words as to what you want people to take away from this special event.
You know what? All I can say is, give yourself that 90 minutes, in other words, and you'll really understand why we have this holiday. But, go ahead, have your barbecue, have your watch the Indianapolis 500, do all the things you like to do on this three-day weekend. But carve out 90 minutes and watch this program, and I guarantee you'll come away with a whole greater aspect and feeling for why, at least in my mind, Memorial Day is the most important holiday we celebrate in this country.
Perfectly said. Joe Montagna, thank you for being with us. Godspeed. Take care.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Adam Holtz. Yes, twice in 1 week. We're honored to have Adam with us with Focus on the Family. He is the director of PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, I've picked up another virus this week, Bill, so I'm a little scratchy, but none the worse for wear.
Well, you know,
sick, and of course, she can't get sick without, you know, sharing it with the rest of us.
Got to share the love. That's
right?
It's all about here. Hey, I want to talk about Disney, and this might dovetail in here a little bit, and that is something that our good friend Danny Huerta over at Focus on the Family is doing.
Yep.
And promoting an 8-part series of short videos called How to Raise a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture.
Yes.
Adam, this is perfect. This is just brilliant, and you know, and I figure maybe you and I, because it will dovetail into what we're dealing with you know, Disney and all things entertainment, and how they are shaping the minds of young people today, and the parents are waking up and realizing that this is so pervasive, this toxicity. It's not just at school, it's not just in the peer group, but it's at every turn that our kids are being bombarded and gaslit with, you know, cultural lies.
Yes, that's exactly right. And Danny's video series is fantastic. I don't have the link right off the top of my head, but it sounds like you've talked about it, so hopefully you have that link.
Yes.
You know, here's the thing that I want to say just from the start. Obviously, we can talk about Disney. We can talk about the leaked videos in response to everything that happened in Florida earlier this year, you know, with the so-called, you know, don't say gay law, which is just insane, that became the shorthand for what any reasonable person would say is a common sense law. We don't need to be talking about this stuff with kindergartners through third graders, right?
Right,
but
right.
Disney came back, and a number of things have happened, but they have said in internal memos, which, again, were leaked, you know, we're going to have up to 50% of our characters moving forward be either LGBT or minority representation. Now, the minority representation is great, but I suspect, you know how it is with all the intersectionality, it will probably be minority and LGBT.
Oh, it's got to work together, sure. Yeah, because so, that's their worldview. Yeah, exactly. And it's clear that this is what they've done, which has really made a lot of people who have supported Disney over the years and looked at Disney as kind of, you know, the classic family-friendly institution. I mean, you know, and the thought that came about this week for me, Adam, is that, you know, could Walt Disney exist in today's culture? I mean, would Disneyland be able to be built up in America today?
No, I don't think so. I mean, not with the culturally conservative mindset that Walt had. I mean, with all due respect, the guy's got to be turning over in his grave, you know, metaphorically.
Well, he's spinning. He's not turning over. No, he is spinning.
Exactly. What I was going to say is this is happening. And I think there are the surface level questions, which are, do we cut our Disney Plus subscription? And I think that's absolutely worth considering. And even though they have Marvel and Star Wars and all this other stuff, if you really want that stuff, you can go, you know, to your TV cabinet. You probably have it on DVD anyway. But the deeper issue here is that you have not only Disney, but you have what I would call the entertainment industrial complex.
Yes.
It's all in lockstep on a progressive agenda across the board with this stuff. And, you know, in addition to avoiding a lot of it, we have to be having an engaged and intentional conversation with our kids about sexuality and about these other issues, because the mainstream culture is aggressively targeting them. And we're crazy if we don't recognize it. We might not want to have these talks, but I guarantee you, if we don't, the culture is definitely going to win the argument. Because
Without a doubt. Yeah, because guess what? That conversation is being had with the peer group at schools. I just had a lengthy conversation with number three son in California. And his eyes were wide, you know, were forced open by the school when he found out, you know, his daughter came to him and said, "Mom, Dad, you know, they're telling us things about sex." And, you know, she's 13 years old.
Yeah.
And they're going, "Whoa, wait a minute, stop. What's going on here?" And walk us through this stuff. And it's all with the preamble that, hey, this is between us. It's here. Right. You know, what happens in the classroom stays in the classroom. Are you picking kidding me?
Yeah, and, no, I mean, it's subversion of parental authority and parental rights on the highest level, you know?
Yes.
That's the only way you can talk about it. I was talking with my 15 and 13-year-old the other day because, you know, you've got to be engaged on this stuff. I said, tell me with both of them, you know, kind of what's going on with LGBT stuff? And they both essentially said, "Oh, everybody identifies as gay and bi." I said, "Well, what do you think of that?" And then we talked about that. And my 15-year-old son, I was heartened by his response. He said, "I have no idea what it means." He said, "They are embracing that." He probably didn't use that word. They are, you know, identifying as that because it's the cool thing to do and because there's pressure and they want to be accepted. And he said, "They don't know up from down. They're not gay. They're not bi. They're not queer. But that's the trendy thing." And so you have, in addition to all of the media stuff, which sets the environment, you know, you got a youth culture that now has said, this is the desirable thing. And kids are impressionable. They will be influenced by this stuff. And again, this is at a charter school that's not a religious school, but it's actually, the founders of the school are very devout Catholics. And there are a lot of Christians at this school. So this isn't a mainstream public school. This is a, I would say, a conservative-leaning school on balance with a classical curriculum. And that's true even there in this school.
Yeah. Well, and that's, again, speaks to how pervasive it is. I mean, it's tough enough as it is. I mean, even when you go to churches today and to find out how some of this doctrine is being embraced all in the name of, you know, can't we all just get along and, you know, we're all, you know, children of God, and they start making up their own theology and abandon what God really said about the sexes.
That's right. And what it is, I think, among other things, and this is being charitable, is a perversion of grace. Mm-hmm. Certainly, God forgives us, and certainly God knows us. He knit us together, and, you know, we read in Scripture, it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance. But let's stop right there. Repentance. Well, repentance would seem to indicate there's something to turn away from. There are things that are not right. And with the woman caught in adultery, Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. So there's the grace. Mm-hmm. Go and leave your life of sin, and there's the truth, right?
Yes,
And what falls away is the truth, and we end up with this perversion of grace that's really just license. And Paul absolutely condemns that repeatedly in the New Testament.
You're exactly right. I mean, God's grace is to, you know, close the deal and get you on the other side of your sin.
Exactly.
To redeem you. That's what that is for us to realize that we have a loving Father. And by the same token, I mean, depending on the sin, I mean, you could be like David, who goes and, you know, has someone killed so he could marry his wife because she's pregnant. Well, you know, God forgave him, but the consequences still had to be realized. He lost his son, and his legacy was compromised as a result, because that sin became, you know, affected the generations going forward, right?
Right. So we're talking about consequences for kids. You know, when we start talking about having, you know, sex change operations on children, you can't undo that.
Right? Exactly.
I mean, we're talking consequences that are permanent and irreparable on children who don't know up from down. Bill, I barely knew up from down when I was 25. Let alone when I was 12 or 8.
Let me tell you one. The more I think I know, and I'm many decades past that, I still find myself asking the same question, Adam. So, life is a constant journey of learning.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. But the thing is the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom, right? And I only wish. And it's not like I never heard it before in my teen years and throughout, but it took me later on in adulthood to really, and as much by comparison, have a grasp of what that meant.
Well, some of us are hard-headed. We have to go bang our head against the wall 14 times.
Yeah, we've got to fall off the roof to realize that gravity still exists, right? I'm with you. But, you know, the fact of the matter is the reason you and I are talking so passionately about it, because we've made our mistakes.
Yeah.
We've realized the grace and mercy of God, His forgiveness. We have repented. And like the woman, you know, found in adultery, we have heeded Jesus' words to go out and live a righteous life and sin no more as best we can. And by His grace again. So here we are, and, you know, to kind of bring this full circle, I again would remind you to go to Focus on the Family. Check out, it's a free 8-part series of short videos called How to Raise a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. And I got to imagine, you know, because everything with Danny, when everything is gender specific, I always say, well, doesn't that work for, you know, helping a son as well? And I'm sure it'll you know, be relevant, not only for a strong daughter, but also a son. I mean, an 8-part series that covers key questions mom and dads must help their daughter understand. What a healthy mom is, a mentor mom and dad. Jesus was the original feminist, believe it or not. Video 5, key pressures your daughter is facing and your response as her mom. Video 6, teaching your daughter to live deeply, starting with the heart of your daughter. And number 8, the dangers of self-fulfillment. This is absolutely free from Focus on the Family. And Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com, that's where you go to be in the flow of the know as well. And we thank you.
You bet.
Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.